Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter yesterday. Bab al-Hassi ala al-Taqallul minha wa fadli al-Faqri. The chapter on the virtue of living a life of abstinence, an encouragement to suffice on little in this world, and the virtue of poverty. As we explained, this type of chapter you won't find in any book of the world, of the dunya. The virtue of poverty, the virtue of abstinence from the world, and the virtue of living, or the virtue of living a life of abstinence and encouragement to suffice on little. This is something that is seen as a problem, that's something that's seen as an aib. Aib means as a fault. And if a person is living on little, means he needs to do something else now to supplement his income. He needs to increase his lifestyle. He should improve his lifestyle, etc. This is what the world, or the secular world, encourages us to think. But in Islam, we are taught something else, a different mindset completely. We should be happy with little. A person that is living a life of abstinence, he's not engaged, he's not too attached to this world. This is something of merit, this is something of virtue. And a person who's got poverty, so to speak, a person, not that person in abject need, but yeah, a person is just coming out, he's just breaking even, he's living a simple life. This is something that is virtuous, something that is desirable, that a person should bring his lifestyle such that he doesn't all the time need to be desiring that he wants to upgrade. He needs more all the time. If his car now is 5 years old, he feels now it's too old, I need to upgrade. If the house, the little bit of paint is peeling off the wall, feels I need to paint the whole house. If there are one, two small issues that need to be attended as far as cosmetics are concerned, immediately now that concern is how I can redo the cosmetics, I can do new tiling, I can do new carpets. This is what generally happens. But in Islam, we are taught to have an abstinence. Never mind, if a little bit of paint is peeling off, it's not the end of the world. To such an extent, that even the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leak. The house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leak. We need to drain. But it never affected them. That we need to get the waterproofing specialist in. We need to redo the paintwork. They carried on as though life continued. Not to say that there's anything wrong to repair a person's house, or to fix up something, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But that wasn't the overall concern of them, that continuously this upgrading lifestyle, improving quality of this life and improving that, that wasn't a concern. Main concern was akhirat. And this was just by the way. A nice example that ulama give is the example of a ship on the water. That ship is just using that water so that it can sail. If it keeps that water under it, then it will continue sailing. But the moment that water of the ocean start coming into the ship, then what happens? That same water that was meant to cause the ship to sail and proceed towards its journey, that same water now will cause that same ship to sink. So the example of the dunya is that we're supposed to use it so that we can get to our goal, our object. But the moment that world comes into the heart, it's like that ocean water coming into the ship, then what happens? It causes the person to sink. The destination he was supposed to go to, he forgets about the destination, and he gets carried away by the things around until the angel of death comes, and now his eyes open up and say, what did I do? How did I waste my life? Anyway, we're doing some examples on the Quran. Beautiful, beautiful examples, inshallah. We'll do maybe one or two a day just to try and capture the beauty of the examples that were given. Yesterday we did the example of rainwater that was coming down, and when the rainwater came down, it mixed up with the plants of the earth that animals eat, insan eats, man eats. And until the earth reflects its splendor, splendor came out, the rain came, the splendor came, and the person now saw the splendor of the crops, etc. And he thought, now I'm in control as a farmer, I'm in control, look at the crops, look at my stock, look at the power that I'm yielding. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala destroyed everything, one shot. And then it was as though, كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as though this thing never existed. It was a dream, that empire that I had, suddenly looked like a dream. Something that I had, and now it's as though it does not exist. Allah Ta'ala says, in this way we explain the signs for those who ponder. In other words, understand that it doesn't matter how powerful you are, it's somebody that's above you, that's more powerful, who can change your condition overnight. So today's hadith, qala ta'ala, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. So Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala mentions that relate to them, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, relate to them the example of this worldly life. Allah Ta'ala is giving a parable, example of this dunya, of this worldly life, which is like water, which we send down from the sky, which mingles with the plants of the earth. You look at the water, then it comes down from the sky. When that water comes down in the right proportion, when it comes down in the right speed, it comes down in the right quantity, that same water now is of benefit to the ground, benefit to the crops start growing. If it comes down in the form of a heavy storm, then what does it do? Instead of causing growth, it causes destruction. So therefore, dunya is a thing like that. For every person, it's different. Some person can't manage too much. When too much comes, then it knocks him off the ground. And another person can manage a little bit more. It's like that land that can take a little bit more, and that land that can't take so much. So this is the example, beautiful example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. It's like that. This life is like water which we send down from the sky, which mingles with the plants of the earth. Thereafter, they become debris to be carried by the winds. What happens after a while, that Allah, the next part of this, Allah Ta'ala is explaining the next part, is that what happens to this plants, that فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ. At one side it was, at one point it was glimmering, it was glittering, and then after some time, that same plants that were there, تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا, that same thing now is becomes debris through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what happens, it gets wiped out, and then that same thing that was attracting the eyes, now the wind is just blowing the thing away. It's just going away. That attraction that was there, that attraction is no longer there. It was as though, like the previous ayat is saying, as though it was a dream that existed, as though it did not exist. Anyway, next part of this, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Al-Mal wal-Banuna, Zinatul Hayati Dunya, the wealth and your sons, your children, are merely adornments of this worldly life. A person who got a lot of wealth, and he's got a lot of sons, a lot of children, it's an adornment of this worldly life. It's something like people like to boast about, that I got so many children, and I got so many businesses, and I got so much of wealth, and I got so much of investments, and I got so much of cash. Allah Ta'ala is just reminding us, Zinatul Hayati Dunya. It's just adornments of this worldly life. Nothing else. You're getting excited by the numbers, you're getting excited by the balance sheet, you're getting excited by the offshore investments. This is nothing but just adornments of this worldly life, like one frame. Frame, person just looks at his adornment, he's there today and tomorrow that frame may be destroyed. So the same like those figures and those investments and those properties, you're looking at it, it's there today and tomorrow it's not going to be there. Don't think that it's going to last forever. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Zinatul Hayati Dunya. But if you want something that is everlasting, Wal Baqiyatu Salihatu, the lasting good deeds, Allah Ta'ala says, are better in the sight of your Allah in terms of reward and in terms of expectations. If you want something that will last, something that is not just a dream, then amal salihah. Wal baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawabu wa khayrun amala, that this things that will remain are these good deeds. Baqiyatu salihat, those things that will remain, those good actions that will remain forever, rather invest your time there. Those things that are going to last, your salah, your tilawat of Quran, your zikr, your saying of La ilaha illallah, these are things that are going to last forever. They're not going to just be here today and just disappear. Allah Ta'ala will protect it and Allah Ta'ala will take care of it. Rather invest your time, efforts and energy in this. This is something that is going to last. Don't waste your time and trying and getting more and more and more and building up your empire, because this is something that will just disappear one day. How often you hear that people had massive empires, the day they passed away it went to the children and they just blew it. Before you knew it, that whole empire is gone. It lasted one generation, two generations is gone. So sometimes the person is building his empire. Within his lifetime, the thing is just gone. It just disappeared like the wind took away debris. It's gone before a person's eyes. So therefore, the better thing to do, wal baqiyatu salihat, do those good lasting actions. Because khayrun inda rabbika thawaba, in terms of getting reward, it's better. And in terms of khayrun amala, in terms of putting your hopes, this is a better thing to put your hopes on rather than putting your hopes in dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.